Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
We go to the bottom of the 10th inning. It is a 6-5 Yankees lead. Michael Tonkin is on to try and collect a save for New York. This is his second New York team that he's played for this year and his third team overall. He began the season with the Mets, pitched against the Brewers opening weekend in New York, then found his way to Minnesota with the Twins, and now making his Yankees debut. He's got one career save. That came last year when he was a member of the Atlanta Braves. He is 1-2 this year with an ERA of an even 6. Veteran 34-year-old right-hander. He has had some struggles this year. Did pitch well against the Brewers opening weekend. Two scoreless innings against the crew. Contreras at second to start the inning, and the first pitch to Willy Adames. Gets past Trevino and back over by the on-deck circle. And Contreras moves up 90 feet. He's at third with nobody out. A passed ball on Trevino. And now the infield has to come in for the Yankees. He just missed it. One ball and no strikes on Adames. Tonkin from the stretch, the pitch. And Willie had called time, and actually it's a pitch clock violation on Tonkin. So Willie was stepping out. It looked like he called time. It was a pitch clock violation. It's two balls and no strikes on Adames. Tying run at third. Winning run is at the plate. A 6-5 Yankees lead. Tonkin, the pitch. And the 2-0, a swing and a miss at a slider. And it's 2-1. And Adames had one to hit there. Two-one pitch. Adames took low. It's 3-1. Hoskins in the on-deck circle. Willie tonight is 0-for-3 with a walk. 3-1. Lined into center field for a base hit. We are tied. Contreras trots home. An RBI single for Adames. And it's a 6-6 ball game here in Milwaukee. Willie comes through. And now the Brewers trying to walk off the Yankees here in the bottom of the 10th as Hoskins comes to the plate. Adames at first, nobody out. Tonkin, the pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the net, and Reese had a home run cut there. A sinker on the inner half, and Hoskins was trying to end it. The 0-1, fouled back our way, and out of play, it's 0-2. He had another one to hit. Hoskins taking his time, and now climbing back into the box. Adames with his lead from first. 0-2 pitch, and he took it low. Slider did not miss by much. But a good eye from Hoskins, and it's 1-2. The pitch. Swing and a foul off the gear of Trevino. It stays at a ball and two strikes. Hoskins up there battling right now. Yankees took a 6-5 lead in the top of the 10th. The Brewers tied it right back up with the Adames RBI single here in the bottom half. 1-2 pitch, high fly, deep left center field. This is to the wall and playable right in front of the wall by Verdugo, the center fielder. Tagging is Adames on his way to second. The ball gets away, but he's in there safely. So a long fly ball out off the bat of Hoskins that took Verdugo back to the edge of the wall. Never really thought that ball was going to get out, but it certainly carried and got back there enough that Adames could tag, and now he's in scoring position with one away for Blake Perkins. What a game this has been. One swing from Perkins could end this one. The pitch. Blake took outside. It's 1-0. A base hit to the outfield could be enough for the crew here tonight. 1-0 pitch. Perkins took outside. It's 2-0. Gary Sanchez awaits in the on-deck circle. One of the best games of the year so far for the crew. Here's the 2-0. Perkins a ground ball to first base. Gobbled up by Rizzo. He'll win the race to the bag to retire Perkins, but Adames goes to third. He's there with two outs. 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
A 6-6 ball game, bottom of the 10th inning. The winning run is 90 feet away with two outs, and Gary Sanchez coming to the plate for the crew. Matt Blake, the pitching coach for the Yankees, is out to talk things over with Michael Tonkin, his right-hander. Trips to the mound brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, state-of-the-art sports betting venue. Coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. It is quiet in the Brewers bullpen, so one would imagine if the Brewers don't win it here, Koenig would get the top of the 11th. First pitch to Gary Sanchez in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Sanchez, the hero yesterday with a two-run blast against Aroldis Chapman in Pittsburgh. The former Yankee trying to walk off his former team. 0-1. Popped him up. Foul and out of play. Behind home plate, and it's 0-2. 6-6 ball game. Adames with an RBI single here in the bottom of the 10th to tie this game up. And now Sanchez trying to win it, and he's going to use his timeout. Tonkin looking in. 0-2 pitch. Sanchez ground ball third base. Gobbled up by Cabrera. He'll throw across in time to take care of Sanchez, and the inning is over. We play 11, tied at 6 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Save big money on Menards' unbeatable selection of Atlas roofing products. Atlas shingles have the curb appeal you're looking for and the protection you deserve. Castlebrook, Briarwood, and Pinnacle shingles feature a limited lifetime warranty, up to 130 mile per hour wind warranty, and a super wide design for fast installation. Choose from 20 styles in stock, ready to take home today. And check out Menards.com for all of our hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Tied at 6 as we go to the 11th inning. here at American Family Field. Jared Koenig back out there for another inning of relief in extra innings. Anthony Rizzo was supposed to start as the runner on second, but it's going to be Jamai Jones pinch running for Rizzo at second base, the former Brewer from a season ago. So Jones at second and Gleyber Torres the batter to lead off the top of the 11th. First offering to Torres is inside from Koenig. It's 1-0. Koenig looks back at second base and the 1-0 offering, and that missed down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Torres tonight is 0-for-4. It'll go Torres, Verdugo, and Cabrera against Koenig here in the 11th. 2-0 pitch. Fly ball out to right center field. Perkins tracking it. And now being called off by the right fielder Frelick, who had a better angle. He makes the catch. Tagging and heading to third is Jones. Throw from Frelick was attempted to be cut off by Adames. So now Jones gets to third with one out. And that'll get Verdugo to the plate. Verdugo had a solo home run back in the second inning. And is 1-for-3 today. Brewers bring the infield in against Verdugo with that go-ahead run 90 feet away. First pitch from Koenig is high, and it's 1-0. Jones, who was with the Brewers a season ago, had that big double over the head of Cody Bellinger in that big Cubs series last year over the 4th of July. The pitch to Verdugo, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. And Jones made the opening day roster with the Yankees. His role is as a bench guy, but he's in this game now. Over at third base, 1-1. Swung on and fouled back into the net, and it's 1-2 on Verdugo. Abner Uribe is getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. Koenig looking in. 1-2 pitch. Chopper into the glove of Koenig. Throws home. Contreras applies the tag on Jones. Wow! The big guy, Jared Koenig, fielding the position on the comebacker, made a great throw home to Contreras. And Jones had no shot. So Verdugo at first on the fielder's choice. And now that changes the complexion of this inning. Runner at first and two outs for Oswaldo Cabrera. Koenig looks at first and the pitch. In there with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Trying to get out of this inning without any damage done. A look at first, the 0-1 pitch. Nailed the inside edge with a strike. It's 0-2. And this crowd of 32,000 plus, they've had a lot to cheer about tonight. A very competitive game. They'll get really loud if Koenig can get this final out right here. Steps off the back of the mound, uses a disengagement. He's working with his pitch comm, trying to get it situated. No balls, two strikes on Oswaldo Cabrera. Koenig brings home the pitch. Bouncer back up the middle. Backhanded by Terang. Flips to Adames, covering the bag at second for the out. Oh, that middle infield of the Brewers. So special. Terang and Adames don't take them for granted. Koenig puts up a goose egg in the top of the 11th, and the Brewers will try to win it in the bottom half. It's tied at 6 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
It's time for Baseball and Brats, the show that combines America's favorite pastime with America's favorite sausage. Here's Bob and Tony.
Hey, Uke, this guy wants to know if you've ever seen an elf.
Seen them? Heck, I played with them. They're kind of tough to pitch to, too. Small strike zone, don't run too well either, but they're great in the clubhouse. I roomed with one named Hans in the minors.
What happened?
He went to work for Usinger's. Said it was his one true love.
Making sausage?
No, some cute little elf named Gretel worked there, I guess.
You.
Come on.
Usinger's and baseball. It's just not summer without them.
Tied at six, we go to the bottom of the 11th inning here at American Family Field. Owen Miller will be the pinch runner for the Brewers. Jamai Jones stays in the game. He's at third base as Waldo Cabrera moves to first base. So Owen Miller, who has good speed, is the winning run at second base. And Bryce Terang will lead things off against Michael Tonkin, who stays out there on the mound for the Yankees. A 6-6 ball game, bottom of the 11th. Game one of this three-game series. Tonkin wheels back towards second without a throw. Tonkin out there for his second inning of relief. The corners are in for the Yankees. Pitch. And Terang puts down a bunt, but bunts it foul, and it's 0-1. Certainly a bunting situation for Bryce, who bunts so well. Try to get that winning run 90 feet away and give you a chance to win this game without even having to have the benefit of a hit. Tonkin looks back at second, the 0-1. Bunting again, he bunts it foul and back to the screen. And it's 0-2. So Terang, who is such a good bunter, unable to get the bunt down here. So he finds himself behind, no balls and two strikes. Tonkin looks in and brings home the pitch. Bunting anyway, pulls the bat back and takes a ball. And it's 1-2. Terang with two hits tonight. He's been on base three times. Only been retired once. 1-2 pitch. Bunting again, pulls the bat back and takes a ball again. And it's two balls and two strikes. Terang at least willing to show bunt with two strikes against him here. Tonkin is about to throw his 20th pitch in relief. 2-2, foul back and out of play. He was swinging away that time. And he got a fastball at 92, pretty much right down the middle. So the battle continues between Tonkin and Terang. The pitch. Down low. He's worked it full. Three balls and two strikes on the Brewers' second baseman, who made a dazzling play to end the top half of the 11th. Hitting .333 on the season. He's been one of the most consistent hitters in this lineup all year. 3-2 pitch. Bat flies out of his hands. He fouled it off behind home plate. And the bat flew all the way into the Brewers' dugout. Jackson Churio laughing. William Contreras checking it to make sure that it's good. He runs it back out there and throws it at Terang. That just came flying out. It was a fastball right at about the knees at 93. And again, he fouled it off, so he stays alive. 3 balls and 2 strikes the count. Tonkin looks in. The pitch. Hit in the air towards right. Going to carry out to the right fielder Soto, who makes the catch. Tagging is Miller. He's on his way to third and slides in there safely. So he doesn't get the bunt down, but he gets the ball elevated and advances the runner anyway. A productive out for Bryce Terang. And now that winning run is just 90 feet away for the Crew. And Joey Ortiz coming to the plate. Ortiz has been one of the stars of the night. A 2-run home run back in the second. A sac fly to tie it at 5 in the sixth. And now a chance to win it here in the 11th. For the Brewers youngster. First pitch to him. In there with a slider for a strike, and it's 0-1. Infield is in for New York. A 1 pitch. Missed outside. It's 1 ball and 1 strike on Ortiz. You do not need the benefit of a hit to win this game right now if you're the Crew. A wild pitch. A passed ball. A fly ball. 1-1. Line passed. Jermaine Jones in into left field for a base hit. Miller trots home. And Joey Ortiz, with his 4th RBI of the night, has walked off New York in game 1 of the series. The Brewers win it 7-6 and 11 here tonight. Ortiz with his first career home run back in the second inning to get the Brewers scoring started. And he ends it with a solid shot through the left side that gets Miller to the plate. And the Brewers win a thriller here tonight in Milwaukee. And they've taken the first game of this series 7-6 over the Yankees. What a fun night at the ballpark, you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
A 4 RBI night for Joey Ortiz, a night he's going to remember for a long time.
I was just going to ask you if you think he'll find his shirt.
They're not going to let him get it back, I don't think.
I don't think so. He found something. Oh, man.
Yeah, his shirt was gone by the time he got about halfway between first and second. The team was out of the dugout. And they had him almost before he got to first. It's like, hey, hold back. Let him get to the back first.
Oh, man. That was a good one. Anyway, Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you in part by Sitco, Miller Lite, It's Miller Time, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Usinger's and Baseball, It's Just Not Summer Without Them, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Markets, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Built for Us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And what about the totals, pal?
I will just tell you that Joey Ortiz is on the field right now. He's got a jersey on, but he's wearing Willie Adames' jersey. I look down and
That's Joey Ortiz, but that's number 27. He's wearing Willie Adames' jersey right now down on the field. Totals tonight, Yankees with 6 runs on 6 hits, an error, they left 6. Brewers with 7 runs on 9 hits, no errors, and they left 8. The winning pitcher is Jared Koenig. He's now 2-0. Tonkin takes the loss. He is 0-1. It took 3 hours and 11 minutes in front of 32,314 here tonight, and they saw one of the best baseball games we've seen this season. Not just for the Brewers, but probably in Major League Baseball. This has to be one of the better ones in the month of April, for sure.
Yeah, that was good. Absolutely. And, of course, the crew winning makes it even better. Anyway, that is our game broadcast for tonight. Good night for Joey Ortiz. And tomorrow we'll be with you at 5:35 for the Menards pregame show and then game 2 in the series. Carlos Rondon against Joe Ross. Until then, this is Bob Uecker along with Lane Grindle, and Ken Sommerfeld is back. And thanks to Josh Maurer for a fine engineering job tonight, inviting you to stay tuned for Lane Grindle and the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. That's coming up next. Once again, the final score tonight, American Family Field, Brewers 7, Yankees 6. So long, everybody. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of 4 new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, 5 times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
And we welcome you back to American Family Field. 7-6, the final tonight. The Brewers walk off the Yankees in 11 innings. We welcome you into the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big, bet bold, with a huge video wall seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens May 3rd. Well, this one was a fun one here tonight. A really exciting baseball game that went back and forth and eventually found its way into extra innings. And the Brewers doing enough to come away with this 7-6 victory. Joey Ortiz, the hero today, is Ortiz with a 2-run home run back in the second inning to get the scoring started for the crew. He ends up with 4 RBIs in this game, including the game winner in the bottom of the 11th inning. Let's take a look at some scores around the rest of baseball today. Final down in Miami, the Nationals 3-1 winners over the Marlins. It was St. Louis 4 and the Mets 2 in New York tonight. Cubs get a win in Boston 7-1, so they stay a half game back of the Brewers with both teams winning. Dodgers 12 and Toronto 2 up in Canada. And it took 10 innings in Baltimore, but the A's prevail over the Orioles 3-2. Royals shut out the Tigers 8-0 in Detroit. And they're in the bottom of the sixth in San Diego. The Phillies lead the Padres by a score of 7-1. The Brewers tonight had 8 Ortho ASAP strikeouts. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. 7-6, your final. This is the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. We'll have more scores for you when we come back after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew! Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Keldo Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your podcast today.
Back with you on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. The Brewers win it 7-6 in 11 innings tonight over the Yankees to take game one of this three-game series. Time for our home run distance recap and Joey Ortiz blast in the bottom of the second inning. Traveled 406 feet to be exact. Home run distance is brought to you by SVA. Celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. Let's take a look at some other scores around baseball today. It is a 0-0 game out in San Francisco between the Pirates and the Giants. That game is in the bottom of the sixth inning. Twins leading the Angels 4-1 in Anaheim in the top of the seventh. And they're in the bottom of the eighth in Seattle. Mariners lead the Diamondbacks by a score of 6-1. Other scores from earlier today, Texas wins it over the Reds 2-1 down in Arlington. The Reds fall to 14-12 overall on the year. White Sox with a 9-4 victory over Tampa Bay in Chicago. They're now 4-22. Braves win a matchup against the two best records in baseball, 6-2 at home over the Guardians tonight. The Braves now 18-6. Cleveland falls to 18-8. And we already told you the Nationals winners over the Marlins. The Marlins falling to 6-21. So the White Sox winning to get to 4-22, but the Marlins falling to 6-21. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. And so far this season, OAW has donated $3,300 for the 33 home runs to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. We'll come back and let you listen into the highlights of this one. Brewers win a thriller in 11 here tonight over the Yankees, 7-6. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with civic media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Okay.
And we welcome you back to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show, 7-6. Brewers win it in 11 innings tonight over the New York Yankees to take game one of this three-game series. And it's time now to listen to the highlights, and they're brought to you by Prevea Health. At Prevea Health, they're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. In addition to world-class medical care, you can also expect a perfect dose of compassion, empathy, and kindness. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Before we jump into the highlights, we are joined by the hero of the night, Joey Ortiz. Four RBIs tonight, Joey, including your first career home run, and then you get a walk-off. On top of it, what an amazing night for you. Have your feet touched the ground yet?
Honestly, no.
You're
still floating a little bit.
Understandable. You ended up with Adames' jersey for your interview after the game, too.
Yeah, my jersey got ripped, so Willie was able to give me his, and I'm going to tell him I want to keep that. So
there you go. A little extra work for Jason Schauger, but I'm sure he's okay with that considering the circumstances. Of the night. Let's go back to the home run, and then we'll talk about the walk-off. The road trip wasn't probably the way you wanted it to go, but you hang in there, you keep grinding, and then you get a slider in the second inning, and you got all over that thing.
Yeah, you know, the game of baseball is up and down, and it's about coming to the field every day and putting the work in and putting yourself in a position to, you know, succeed at the plate. So today was a new day, and I was able to help the team win.
How much can one swing like that kind of propel you to?
You know, it felt good, especially coming after Pittsburgh where I didn't feel the greatest. And that was my first home run. And I got my debut last year, and having to, you know, finish the year without one and finally get one today, it kind of took some weight off my shoulders and was able to just, you know, play the game.
So you get that home run, that ties the game up, right? And then you come back and the Brewers eventually take the lead, but then you also get the sac fly in the sixth inning to tie this game up at 5. And of course you made a couple really nice defensive plays in there as well, but you come to the plate in the 11th inning with a chance to win this game, and you didn't have to get the base hit. So what's your mindset just trying to put the ball in play, hit the ball hard somewhere? What's going on in your mind as you're coming to the plate?
Yeah, just put the ball in play. Be simple. You know, what's funny is me and Bryce were having a conversation this morning, and he was just giving me advice, you know, be simple, straight to the ball. And luckily I was able to do that today and put the barrel on the ball.
Joey, what does it say about this team that it feels like it's a different guy every day? Gary Sanchez yesterday, Blake Perkins has had his moment in this season as well. I mean, it's really incredible the way different guys step up every single day.
Yeah, it just shows our resiliency. You know, every guy's ready to take advantage of a situation at any given moment, and you see it here in the past few days.
Well, Joey, we appreciate it. Congratulations. A great moment for you. It's a night you're not going to forget ever, and you shouldn't, because it was a special night for you and a special night for this team, winning 7-6 here tonight over the Yankees. We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on.
You bet. Joey Ortiz with us here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. Pat Murphy's meeting with the media. Let's listen in to him. That is Pat Murphy, and a little bit of an audio issue, as I understand it, for us on our end. So we will pivot away from that, and we'll jump into the highlights of this one here tonight. Brewers and Yankees, and a matchup of two of the best teams in Major League Baseball record-wise. Colin Ray on the mound for the Crew. Luis Gil was on the mound for the Yankees. And in the top of the first, the Yankees would get on the board. A one-out solo shot from Juan Soto off of Ray, and it was 1-0 New York. Brewers strand a couple of runners in the bottom of the first against Heel, and then the Yankees add another one with a solo shot from Verdugo in the top of the second inning. It was 2-0 New York, but you just heard us talking to Joey Ortiz. He gets his first career home run tonight, and it came with one out after Terang had singled in the bottom of the second against Heel.
And the pitch. Hit to left.
No doubt about that, baby.
Ortiz, first career home run. And boy, the Brewers needed that one to tie it up at two early on in the game at that point. Colin Ray would strand a couple of runners after walking a pair of batters in the top of the third inning. And in the bottom of the third with two outs, Reese Hoskins would single into right, and that would get Blake Perkins to the plate. Heel out of the stretch on the third base side of the rubber, the 2-1. High drive, deep right field. Back goes Soto at the track. Gone! Blake Perkins gives the Brewers a 4-2 lead here in the third. So the Crew feeling good about things, but in the top of the fourth inning, after Ray would get two quick outs of Torres and Verdugo, Oswaldo Cabrera with a base hit, and then it would be Austin Wells to walk, and Trent Grisham would launch a three-run home run out to right, and the Yankees took a 5-4 lead at that point in time. Fast forward to the bottom of the sixth inning. It was still a 5-4 Yankees advantage. Gary Sanchez with a leadoff double against Heel. That would be the end of his day. And the Yankees would turn to the bullpen, and they would go to their right-hander in Marinaccio. And it would, Marinaccio, I should say, and he would end up getting Terang to ground out to second base, but that would get Sanchez to third, and Joey Ortiz would launch a fly ball to left that the ballpark would hold, but deep enough to get Sanchez to score on tagging up. So a sac fly for Ortiz, his third RBI of the night. At that point, we were tied at five. Still tied at five. Fast forward to the eighth inning, and the Yankees got their leadoff man aboard when Juan Soto would single against Hobie Milner. So the Brewers would go to the bullpen. Peguero would come in to face Aaron Judge. Two balls and one strike on Judge. Peguero brings home the pitch. Ground ball to short. Adames has it. Feeds to Terang for one. On to first in time. Judge hits into a double play. Peguero rolls one up with a sinker. And the bases are cleared. Peguero would then strike out Anthony Rizzo to get the game to the bottom of the eighth. Nothing doing for the crew in the bottom of the eighth inning. And neither team could push anything across in the ninth. So we would go to the 10th, extra innings. And for the Yankees in extra innings, Trevino, who came into this game, was the automatic runner. And Giancarlo Stanton would pinch hit against Jared Koenig. And he would hit an RBI double into left center field to give the Yankees a 6-5 lead. But Koenig got tough and got out of the inning from there and kept it at just 6-5. In the bottom of the 10th, Contreras was the automatic runner against Michael Tonkin. And Willy Adames was the first batter. 3-1. Lined into center field for a base hit. We are tied. Contreras trots home. An RBI single for Adames. And it's a 6-6 ball game here in Milwaukee. So Adames gets the job done. He would advance his way over to third eventually. But Sanchez would ground out with two outs and end the inning. So we were off to the 11th. Koenig was out there on the mound. The automatic runner was Jemai Jones running for Anthony Rizzo. Torres would fly out to right. Jones would tag and get to third. So he was there with one out, and Verdugo was the batter. Koenig looking in. 1-2 pitch. Chopper into the glove of Koenig. Throws home. Contreras applies the tag on Jones. Wow! The big guy, Jared Koenig, fielding the position on the comebacker, made a great throw home to Contreras, and Jones had no shot. The next batter was Oswaldo Cabrera. He would bounce into a fielder's choice on a nifty play by Terang behind the bag at second, flipping to Adames coming from the other direction to get the force out at second base on Verdugo. And the Brewers would get out of that 11th inning with no damage done. So it was walk-off time for the Brewers, tied at 6 in the bottom of the 11th. Gary Sanchez was supposed to be the automatic runner. Brewers would pinch run with Owen Miller. Bryce Terang would get him to third on a fly ball to right. And Joey Ortiz, it was just his kind of night. 1-1. Line passed. Jemai Jones and into left field for a base hit. Miller trots home. And Joey Ortiz, with his fourth RBI of the night, has walked off New York in game one of this series. The Brewers win it 7-6 and 11 here tonight. Joey Ortiz having himself a career night here at American Family Field. 7-6, your final. We are back to wrap things up when we return after this on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show on the Brewers Radio Network.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pumping your tires, checking your brakes. Part of the list to get your bicycle rider ready. But don't forget to ride safe, too. Here's Green Bay biking expert Peter Flukey.
But what we forget about is that there are people out there walking, there are people out there biking, but because we didn't say to ourselves, where are those folks? You need to be looking and searching for those because it's a shared responsibility.
Flukey says responsibility includes obeying the rules of the road. But did you know bikes are equal to anything else on the road? It's true. By the way, the Green Bay area earned a bronze level, which is basically third place for being a bike-friendly community. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
For the Brewers. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld and Josh Maurer tonight. For Bob Uecker, I'm Lane Griddle saying thanks again for listening, everybody. The final score tonight, Brewers 7 and the Yankees 6. Have a great rest of your Friday night, what you have left of it, and we will talk to you tomorrow. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers Radio is sponsored by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. We Energies, Boucher Automotive Group, Tri-City National Bank, your local carrier dealers, SVA, a professional services company. Cannon and Dunphy, Loyal Family Renovations, Lakeland University, Lynch Automotive, Z-Bart, and Network Health on the home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
The idea that Michael Cohen said to David Pecker in the Manhattan trial this week, don't worry about it. Jeff Sessions is going to let Trump do whatever he needs to. You'll be taken care of, right? Like, this is a level of corruption that I think folks are now remembering from what it was like living in the Trump era.
Yep.
And hopefully folks are just like, God, I do not want to go back to that. I don't want to live like that.
He's running on Project 2025 and Schedule F and all of the, he's telegraphing his punches. He's telling us what he is going to do. I don't know how else to put that.
And, oh my God, Mark Esper was on CNN this week talking to Jake Tapper and goes, look, this is so hypothetical. None of this stuff is going to happen with this whole, like, Trump could lead a military coup. And I'm like, what world are you living in, Mark Esper? You have former generals talking about this guy being incredibly dangerous. How are you not understanding the power of the presidency to pardon whoever he wants? And the power to fire via tweet, which is what happened to Esper, right? Anybody who he wants, so he can put in the loyalists who will protect him the way that they didn't do in the first administration.
And you've got an entire think tank circle, a whole network who are behind this now as where they weren't before. They're not going to let this opportunity go to waste. That's just how it is. But Sarah, as always, appreciate the expertise, the knowledge, the input, and the humor. Always great talking with you.
My pleasure. Have an awesome weekend.
You as well. Our good friend Sarah Burris. Want to hear your thoughts? Email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Are you paying attention? That's the question. Or have you gotten so tired of it that you just want the pain to stop? I want to hear. Email me, rick@therickSmithShow.com. Right back. I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1975. That was the day the AFL-CIO held a Jobs Now rally in Washington, D.C. A painful recession had pushed unemployment in the U.S. to 9%. Many workers across the nation thought the Ford administration was not doing enough to address the needs of working families. 60,000 people, many of them union members carrying banners representing their unions, gathered in RFK Stadium. There they heard speeches, including one from Senator Hubert H. Humphrey, who had served as vice president under Lyndon B. Johnson. His speech described the devastating impact of unemployment. Senator Humphrey said, "Our nation must recommit itself to the goal and the promise of full employment, a job for every American who is willing and able to work. Perhaps we would get bolder action and more compassion from this administration if some of its top advisors had a little taste of unemployment themselves. Perhaps they would know what unemployment is. It's drawing your last unemployment check with no job in sight. It's sitting in the dark to save on the light bill. It's making shoes last another month and driving on bald tires. It's eating a little less so the kids can eat a little more. It's facing eviction because you can't pay the rent or meet the mortgage. It's borrowing from your brother-in-law or letting your insurance lapse. It's facing yourself in the mirror and asking why and how much longer. It's wondering how a nation this rich, this enterprising, this great can let more than 8 million Americans who want to work and need to work go without work." Some protesters rushed the stage at the rally, causing it to end early. But his questions still remain. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at laborhistoryin2.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
You know, I got to tell you, I hope Sarah's right. I hope people are paying attention. I hope folks are paying attention to their local news, that they're watching what's going on. I'm hoping that's the reality. Because the only way that we're going to get out of this mess is for we the people to find a way together to put this constitutional crisis moment that we're in behind us, learn the lessons, move forward. There's a lot here. And like I said, I think the three Trump nominees, the three Trump justices could, quite frankly, get the stink off of them by going, look, he broke the law. He doesn't have, no one has this kind of immunity. We'll see. We will see. I want to finish today off with a quick email. Mike in California sent me an email from Santa Cruz, California, a member of Teamsters Local 210, sent me an email saying, hey, do you support a 32-hour work week and paid for 48 a la Bernie Sanders? He says, I think a three-day weekend would be great. I would use less gas and the company would use less energy as well. He pointed out to me that a friend of his went through it in the private sector with a 32-hour work week, and the company closed. Now, oddly, he said, I don't know why. I'm not sure why they closed. They just closed. I don't know that it had anything to do with the 32-hour work week. But, you know, to be honest, you know, the eight-hour day is gone. The 40-hour work week is a construct of, you know, labor law from over 80 years. And it's a push that's well over 100 years old. You know, we're fighting for the 8-hour day, 8 hours for work, 8 hours for rest, 8 hours for what we will from 100 years ago. It's what they were fighting for. And very little has changed from that call. So all the technological advancements, all of the things that that have made us more productive seems to end up in the hands of the few instead of everyone else. So it seems to me a way forward, especially with automation and with all the robotics and stuff coming up. A path. Now, do I support a 32-hour work week? Yeah, absolutely. There's your answer. Yes. If you missed any of today's program, TheRickSmithShow.com. That's where you get the audio. FreeSpeech.org for the video. I want to hear your thoughts. Rick at TheRickSmithShow.com. As always, thanks so much for being here. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Rick Smith Show. Email Rick. At Rick at TheRickSmithShow.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.